Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hey, everybody. Hi, good afternoon. Welcome. And Karen, we're live. Hi, Stacy. Hi, Alberta. Hi, Melissa. Hi, Kimberly. Where are y'all from? We'd love to see, like, where you're from. And we thank you so much for hopping on and joining us, everybody that's here with us today. Hi, Kathy. She said we're on from Pennsylvania. Hi, from Pennsylvania. Cool. So welcome to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. This is Angie and Friends, Spiritual Discoveries. And my name is Angie Apt. I'm a registered Lilydale medium. I couldn't say medium. And I'm excited to be with you today. Hi, Diane. Hi, Penny. Hi, there's Stacy from West Seneca, New York. Oh, you're close to us. Hi, Diane. And I got to introduce, too, next to me, my co-host, my good friend, helps me with everything that I do with Santosha. Welcome, Karen Sully.
Hello.
Hi, Sheila. Hi, Michelle. Hi, all from Ohio. Very cool. I love seeing where you're all from. That's neat. So anyway, if you're just tuning in, welcome to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. And we also stream on Facebook. I think we're on like five or six different pages with the wonderful tool we have, StreamYard, which is what you're seeing us on now. So before, hi, Melissa from Buffalo and Penny from Brockton. Oh, and Sheila from New Hampshire. Awesome. Wow. Okay, so I want to tell you before we start a little bit about Lilydale. Lilydale is the oldest spiritualist community in the world. Isn't that amazing? I always think I'm so lucky that I was born an hour away from Lilydale, although I didn't go to Lilydale until I was in my 20s. I knew about it, but I didn't go there until then. But you know, Lilydale, and Karen knows this, that, hi, Brenda. Brenda's from here. Brenda's from Santosha. Hey, Brenda. So, Lilydale, if you have never been to Lilydale, you have to go. You have to put it on your bucket list. It is, if you want to find peace or just walk into a place and feel peace and centered, Lilydale is that place. And, you know, I've kayaks. I love the kayak. It's fun. And Lilydale is surrounded by water. So you can go kayaking in that water. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like it. You can kind of park your kayak sort of and sit in the middle and feel the energy that way. It's amazing. So I definitely recommend that. And, you know, do yourself a favor, like Lilydale Assembly's Facebook page. There are classes that go on all year long in Lilydale, which is pretty awesome. You know, that's the one thing that's come out of this past year. Definitely lots of things that were difficult and challenges. But to me, the one good thing was Zoom, right? Because now we can have classes all year round. So Alberta says, most peaceful, serene place I know. I totally agree. Wow, Kim, hi from Australia. Wow, many blessings to you too. Thank you for joining us. Oh my goodness. See, that's the thing with these computers and Zoom and everything else that we get to do this. Right, Karen?
Yeah, for sure. What is the time difference in Australia, Kim? I'm just curious. I think they're like a day ahead. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I can't do that time version stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't know that either. I know Taiwan is 12 hours. I know that for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, and Kim is saying she loves it there and need to get there again. I agree. You definitely do. So before we start, okay, what we're going to do today, just so you know, is I'm going to lead you through a guided meditation. I have a really special one today that's called Meditation in a Crystal House, okay?
This is a good one. Yeah. I love this one.
Karen loves that. And I got to give credit, my friend Sandy Mail, actually, I started out teaching meditation classes probably 20 years ago or so. It's been a long time. And Sandy always wrote meditations for us. And I'm going to use some of her meditations in class. Hopefully she doesn't mind. So I got to tell you, so just the other shows that are on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio that you might enjoy. So first of all, there's our show, okay? And we're on every Friday at noon, and it's Angie and Friends, Spiritual Discoveries, and you see it right there. And on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, Colleen Van Der Zijden has Embracing Your Essence. John White has Journey of Light, and that's Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Sharon Hill has Medium Monday, and that's Mondays at noon. And then we have Celeste Elliott, Wake Up to Spirit, and that's Thursdays at 10. And then Wednesdays with Willa White, and that's Wednesdays at 10. So Thursdays at 10 for Celeste and Wednesdays at 10 for Willa. So, and if you, again, if you're just tuning in, I'm Angie F., registered Lilydale Medium, and we're on Blog Talk Radio and lots of Facebook pages. So I'm going to, oh, I see, I love to read the comments. So Kathy, hi, Kathy, I want to come up there in the worst way to visit, but don't want to make the drive alone. Do you guys have any friends I could catch a ride with? I'm an hour west of Philadelphia. Well, you know what? We'll put it out there. You never know, because I know a lot of people. I went to Fellowships of the Spirit in Lilydale, and people, there are people in Pennsylvania that go to school, and they come to Lilydale. So we'll see what we can do, you know. And I'll tell you what, everything – some of what we're going to talk about today is I'm going to talk to you about intention and how I set intentions to be a Lilydale medium, you know, or just to do mediumship or different things in my life. And Karen's done that too. And if you set your intention, okay, and I always think visualization is important. And you know what, Kathy, see yourself in a car driving to Lilydale, and somehow you'll manifest it, you'll make it happen, and we will help you. Right, Karen?
Yeah, definitely. I wish I was there. I would drive. I love road trips. So
yeah. So hi, Kelly. Okay, awesome. And Sheila too. Hi. So I'm gonna start with meditation. Okay. I feel like that's the most important thing. You know, if you want to connect to your intuition or you want to be making your decisions in your life more based on your intuition and your gut feelings, which are your intuition, meditation really is one of the most important things, you know, because it connects you right away to that higher place inside, and that's where your intuition is. So we're always going to start this show with a guided meditation. And hi, Leslie. Okay. So I invite you all to just close your eyes and take a deep breath in and exhale. And another deep breath in and exhale. And as you're breathing, you begin to feel your body relax. Inhaling in new energy, peaceful energy, relaxing energy, exhaling everything that you're holding on to that it's time to let go of now. Inhaling peace and relaxation. Oh, and exhaling stress, just letting it go. And see white light coming down from above, gently entering your head, swirling, cleansing, relaxing. And as this light surrounds and enfolds you, moving through your body, relaxing and bringing peace. You begin to look ahead, and in front of you, you notice a beautiful crystal house shimmering in the sunlight. And you just know that this house is uniquely yours. A place where you can go to feel safe and where things happen magnified and accelerated by the crystals that surround you. It's a good place to heal and a good place to go when you're looking for answers. As you approach the doorway, you can feel the sacred energy from within the crystal walls as it emanates out toward you. You walk through the doorway and you look around. The shape of the room is exactly perfect for you. It might be a high cathedral ceiling where sound and colors bounce from wall to wall and swirl all around you. Or it may be a small, cozy space with different crystal shapes that surround and protect you. Imagine the room is a perfect fit for you. Stand in the center of it and watch the colors as through a glass prism. All the colors of the rainbow as they shine through the crystal walls, magnified as they immerse you in their strong healing light. You might even hear sounds like the tinkling of bells as they echo from the crystal walls, sounds as clear and pure as you've ever heard. So beautiful, it almost brings tears to your eyes. And you stand and allow yourself to have this beautiful experience, feeling the healing and the energizing you're receiving from the crystals, the energy, and it feels wonderful. And now, as you stand in your crystal room, a door opens to your left and a figure steps through. And you realize that this figure is one of your guides or guardian angels that's with you always. And your guide steps over and embraces you. And you feel the magnitude of love this guide has for you. You might see this guide, or you might just hear words that let you know this guide is near, or you might just have a feeling. However it comes to you, know your guide is here. And trust what you're feeling or seeing or hearing. As the brilliant colors and wonderful feeling tones surround you, you embrace this guide and allow yourself to feel this love, this unconditional love that's there for you always. Allowing yourself this wondrous experience, this feeling. And if you're sensing more than one guide, that's okay. And again, if you're seeing the guide or just getting a feeling that there's a guide with you, however it comes to you is absolutely correct. It just feels magnificent to be standing here with this unconditional love in the center of the beautiful crystal room. Perhaps even this guide has a message for you, and you receive that now. And if not, just experience the feeling. And your guide now bids you goodbye for the moment. And you realize that you can be with this guide anytime you desire, just by asking this guide to be with you, or imagining yourself once again in the crystal room and seeing your guide come in through the door at the left. And now imagine for a moment a person in your life that you love so very much, a person that could also use a divine special healing by also being in the crystal room. And as you think of this person, just imagine now that they've entered your crystal house, which is now vibrating with powerful, blessed, healing energy. You motion to this person to stand with you in the center of the room, where they can most benefit from the sparkling colors and majestic sounds. You ask that they close their eyes, and now you reach out to touch them, bringing your loving intent to heal them into your heart, acting as a channel for the beautiful sacred energy in the crystal house, seeing that person feel the beautiful, beautiful, peaceful, healing energy that you yourself have been feeling. Feeling your worries, your challenges dissipating as you feel more and more at peace, and so does the person with you. And taking a moment now, embracing the person you brought into the room with you, as you slowly walk out of the crystal house, very, very slowly, bringing your energy back to our virtual room, opening your eyes, wiggling your fingers and toes, feeling at peace. Hey, Karen, you're back. You're back.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. That's a good meditation, isn't it?
I know. I love this one. Yeah. I always have magical things happen, so it was really great.
Yeah, let us know how you liked it. I got to say hi. Hi, Lucky. I see Lucky here. Kelly Walters, I haven't talked to you in a long time. Hi, Irene. I like to say hi to all of you. I'm so excited that you're coming on with us. So, you know, I like that meditation. My friend Sandy Mail wrote that meditation years ago, and you can feel the energy. And I feel like when you bring somebody into the room with you, you can feel them also receiving the energy. Don't you think, Karen?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask the person that I brought in if they felt it later.
Yeah, because often they do. Hi, Janine, how are you? Okay, I'm glad you guys. I'm glad you're writing your comments in and that you liked it. You know, that's something that we can always do. Like sometimes there are things that happen in our lives or happen in the world, and we don't know like what we can do. And what you kind of experienced in that meditation was feeling energy. All right. And so something you can do, and we should probably do this every time we have this radio show, is after we meditate, connect to your heart and just imagine white light coming out of your heart and start sending it out to the world, because that's something that really does work. And I can tell you this because I used to go down, my stepfather lived in Florida, and he was going through some health challenges, and I would go down and do
my good friend helps you.
And I would go down and do healing on him, okay, and go down and just kind of put my hands on him and imagine energy from my heart going into him, and it always relaxed him and made him feel so much better. And then I'd have to go home, and he'd say, "How am I going to get this now?" You know, and I said, "I'll tell you what, we'll set up a time. You know, every evening at 7:30, you lie here on the couch, and I'll be up. You know, you're in Florida, I'll be up here in Buffalo, and I'll start sending you energy." And so we had the strangest experiences. Like he'd say, "Were you wearing a red shirt, or were you wearing something purple, or were you doing this?" Or, you know, I could tell you started at 7:30, and then by 7:42, I felt like you stopped. Is that when you stopped, you know? And every single one of those experiments would be absolutely correct every single time. So that made me, like, sometimes I wonder, like, is this stuff real? You know, like, am I sending energy? Does anybody really feel it? And after that, and especially my stepdad, his name was Ron, because he was definitely pretty skeptical. I can't say the word. He was skeptical, and he wasn't after that. Okay. Because it made him, and he said it always made him feel so calm and relaxed. So if you have somebody in your life that you don't know how to help, or somebody that's going through something or what have you, just send them, you know, send it from your heart. You know, and I know I've heard people say, is it okay to do that without asking the person permission? It's okay. It's, if you have their permission, they're going to soak up the energy. If you don't, it's going to kind of be there. So it's like you kind of send it to them, and when they're ready for it, they can take it in always. All right. So you can make a difference. I like knowing that you can make a difference always. So Irene said, quieting meditation feels nourishing. Michelle, so joyful and so much love. I love it. Alberta, beautiful meditation. Stacy, oh my goodness, so powerful. You felt a peace with tears flowing down my face. Wow. And that's not unusual, because you're connecting to that energy and to that higher self energy, which is, that's, you know, where those tears that feel so strong is coming from, and that love, right? Because that's the most important thing to me of anything, is do things with love. And if you do them with love and you're sending love from your heart, you can't do the wrong thing, and you're going to feel amazing yourself. And Janine, my buddy Janine, hi. Go Bills, go Bills. I have to say that to Janine. So we're so excited in Buffalo. Anybody in Buffalo, that our Buffalo Bills are in the playoffs. Yay. So Janine, I really like this one. And a friend really needed that healing energy. I felt like the room was spinning and dizzy, though, when I brought her in. If you felt spinning and dizziness, you're just feeling the energy. It felt really strong, so it's probably intensified with yours and hers. And I'd kind of say, if you get a feeling like that, then imagine that you're sitting down in the room, that you're both sitting down, okay? And I feel like that'll help a lot, and kind of ground yourself. If you're ever meditating and you feel like dizzy or spinning or what have you, just imagine light coming up from Mother Earth into your feet. And that will ground you, okay? Because sometimes you can feel the energy can be very intense. So, all right. So another thing that we like doing on our show here, and then I'm going to let Karen talk too. Poor Karen, you know, I'm such a talker. I do all the talking. So.
No, I don't need to talk, Karen.
Okay. So I want to teach you something really quick, and this is a quick way to connect to your intuition. And this is actually an exercise I learned from one of my teachers. Her name is Sharon Klingler. And some of you, she's a registered Lilydale medium, and she's a great teacher. In fact, she told me that she's going to teach a workshop in Lilydale this summer. And if there's a workshop you'd want to take to really know about how to connect to your intuition and connect to spirit, look up her classes, Sharon Klingler. So, okay, so this is called the right brain, left brain exercise, okay? And it's and the right side of your brain is your, the intuitive side of your brain, and that's where your intuition and your imagination is, okay? You know how sometimes, like, you connect to your intuition or you get a gut feeling and you wonder if you're making it up? Well, it feels that way because your intuition and your imagination are in the same side, okay? So you just have to trust it and go with it because it's always right, okay? And then the left side of your brain is your logical side, okay? And that's where science is and, logic, I just said that, and things like that, okay? Now, the beauty is you cannot be in both sides of your brain at the same time, okay? So if you close your eyes, and I invite you to try that for a second. Karen will try it. We'll make Karen be my guinea pig here. But if you close your eyes for a second and you take a couple deep breaths in and you just focus on focus on the left side of your brain, which is logic and science and all that, and notice how that feels to be on the left side of your brain. I'll just give you a minute and let you feel that. Oh, and then take a deep breath in and exhale and keep your eyes closed. And now connect to the right side of your brain. And that's your imagination and your intuition. And notice how that feels as you put your complete focus now on the right side of your brain. How does that feel? So you notice if it feels different than the left side. And then take a deep breath in and exhale and come back. Okay. And you know, write in, how did you feel? Karen, what was the difference for you?
I felt very heavy on the left side, a lot of computer clacking, and I saw zeros and ones kind of going by like a computer. I guess my brain must be that way today. And then it was like a heavier energy. And then obviously the right side was much lighter, freer. I felt more swirling energy, not so up and down. So yeah. It was like linear on one side, circular on the other.
And so the point is you can tell a difference, okay? So if you want to connect to spirit and you want to connect to your intuition and you want to get get an answer about something or get guidance about something, focus on the right side of your brain. Focus on the left and then the right so you remember the difference. And then focus on the right side and then ask spirit to give you some guidance. And then notice the thoughts that come in or the picture that you might see or something along those lines that'll offer you that guidance. Okay. And if you start to feel the heaviness or you start to think about it, because a lot of times we get an intuitive hit and we'll think, oh, that's ridiculous or that can't be true. Well, as soon as you think something like that, that means you shifted to left side. So close your eyes, take a deep breath in and exhale and release it. And you'll be right back on the right side again. Folks, all you got to do is focus on it and then ask for that guidance and you'll get it every single time. So it's pretty awesome. I like it because it's a quick and easy way to connect to your intuition. And all of us can do it, okay? Not just mediums or psychics or what have you. We all are mediums and we all are psychics, okay? We go through our lives and what happens is we start to focus. I think a lot of times when we go to school, we focus more on the logical side or the left side and we move away from our intuition. You know, when we're kids, we play. As we get older, we don't play as much. So we also move away from our imagination. So it's important to stay connected to that because, you know, and as soon as you do, you can be right connected to your intuition just like that every single time. So, yeah. So I want to give you that. I like doing that. And let's see. Alberta said, felt light on your left and heavy on your right. Oh, okay. So you know what? I'm glad you said that. Cause actually I heard Spirit tell me to talk about that and I forgot. Some people are more comfortable in their logic, right? So it might feel like that. For me, I've always been intuitive, so it's very easy for me to connect to the right side. And when I connect like to science. I feel like somebody's talking to me in a foreign language, you know. So I can do it, but it takes more effort, and making that realization helps. So maybe that's what it is for you. So if it feels lighter and you're more comfortable on the left side, that's okay. That's who you are. You know, we're all wired the way we are. And then just kind of make that realization that you can move away from that side to the other to connect to your intuition. So I feel like that's important. So, all right. So Karen, Karen thought that it was a good idea, although I feel like you listened. Oh, what's the difference between the right and left side? So the right side of your brain is your intuitive side, okay? And that's the side that's where your intuition and your imagination is, okay? So when you focus on the right side, you're going to focus more with your intuition and imagination. And the left side is your logic. So I feel like that's science to me, and math and things like that. So when you connect on the left side, that's what you're connecting to. So when you want to connect to your intuition, just close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and connect to the right side, okay? So, all right. So Karen had this idea for today, right, Karen?
Yeah, I guess I did.
So
to ask Angie questions about herself, right? We wanted to get to know Angie a little. And you had mentioned that you have been teaching meditation for 20 years, but you've got into the kind of metaphysical realm, spiritual side much earlier than that. And I thought maybe... I know some of us have heard your stories, but they're always good when you tell them. So, were you born this way, or did you develop your gifts or notice them? Like, you know, everyone wants to know how long people have been doing things.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was raised Catholic, and I went to church every Sunday and prayed, which meditation is praying. You know, I still always pray. But spirit, like spiritualism wasn't a part of my house at all. Although I remember my mom going to Lilydale, and I remember sit on the stairs when she talked to her friends, so I could hear her on the phone. And she would talk about going to Lilydale. But so definitely that wasn't something that I was taught. And then this is kind of a funny story. So my friend Sandy, who wrote that meditation that I did for you, we worked at M&T Bank. I probably shouldn't have said the name of the bank. We worked at a bank, okay? And we worked out in the drive-in. And I worked with this friend Sandy and this other friend Nancy, and they actually were very into spiritualism, and they were into, they read books. I don't know if anybody's heard of books by Jane Roberts, and Jane Roberts channeled Seth. It's probably one of the earliest people I know of that did channeling. And Seth wrote a lot of books through Jane, and Jane wrote books, and Sandy and Nancy were very interested in those books. And so we would be at the drive-in, okay, and it was its own building down the street, okay, and so the three of us would be working, and when it wasn't that busy, this makes me look bad probably at work, but when it wasn't that busy, we would take turns, and one of us would read the Seth book while the other two took care of the customers. And I remember, thinking that, I didn't know that I believed those kinds of things, spiritualism, that we could connect to a higher power and our higher selves and know things and all of that. And so, but the books kind of made sense. And so I kind of went along with it. And it almost sort of felt like I connecting to spirit myself and connecting to messages that started to come to me as we read those books. So one day Sandy says to me, we should try the Ouija board, okay? Now, we didn't do that at the bank, okay? So you don't have to worry when you go to the bank. The tellers weren't in there doing the Ouija board, okay? But what we did, though, is we went to one of their houses. And I know I've heard people say the Ouija board's a bad thing. I didn't find it that way, but I think it's about intention. And right. And so
I was just remembering the other day that I used a Ouija board when I was little, and my mom flipped out. She had a bad experience with it, and she's like, girls, no more.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a positive experience.
Yeah. because I felt like it was just connecting to spirit, right? That's what we did. And so, so somehow, like the non-believer me wound up being the one with my hands on the needle thing that moved around. And we started to get messages, and some reason it was me, and I was reading the messages, me, you know? And so, and we were getting a lot of messages that were like very verifiable stuff. So my friend Sandy says to me one day, I don't really, you know, you're the one that's reading the messages and you're reading them before they get spelled out. So I kind of don't think we need to use the Ouija board anymore. Let's just ask you questions, you know? And I said, absolutely not. I'm not going to do that. But I did. And that was kind of my start, because we were getting, you know, we were, of course, reading the Seth books, and there were a lot of exercises in those books that we were trying. But I remember, like, when we did the Let's Ask Me stuff, and I remember Sandy would get envelopes from her mom, and on the outside of the envelope would be a question about their family or something, and on the inside of the envelope would be the answer, and she'd have me hold the envelope and then, you know, kind of intuitively give the answer. And remember Johnny Carson?
Yeah, well, I was young, but yeah.
Yeah. He held that. I'm older than you, yeah. So, but that's kind of what we did. So that was kind of like the beginning for me of starting to get into spiritualism and mediumship and all that stuff.
And that was in your 20s?
Actually that was probably before, I was probably 18, 19, something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And then I got into my 20s, probably like early 20s. And then Sandy said, I found this fantastic medium. We need to go see her. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it. I heard a cassette tape of her giving a reading to somebody, and we have to get readings. I made us appointments, you know, cancel your schedule, we're going. And it was Elaine Thomas. If any of you have heard of Elaine Thomas, she's the longest running medium in Lilydale, longest registered medium in Lilydale. And she's the pastor of Fellowships of the Spirit School of Healing and Prophecy. So we went for readings, and it was amazing. And I kind of like, I was thinking that what I did was pretty cool and, you know, in a way, but it was scary to me too. And some of you may have felt the same way, that you start connecting to your intuition. It's a little scary because you don't know why. Right, Karen? Did you ever feel like that too?
Yeah. I feel like I don't trust what I'm getting. Like, is it me or is it my head? You know, is it spirit? That type of thing.
I think, and you know this just from our classes, that I think it's about like trust, right? That you just, you have to trust it, and you have to connect to the right side of your brain. And the more you do, the more, I feel like the more you trust it, and you feel like you're putting yourself out on a ledge, but you trust it, and you find you helped somebody or you helped yourself, and that keeps you going with that. Do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Especially when you say the ridiculous things in your head, and then somebody's like, oh my God, that's so true. Like, some of the weird things that I've said end up being, you know,
when you're doing a reading?
Yeah, intuitive stuff, and yeah, or just verifying. We had, my mom always had ESP, so my earliest touches were like guessing who was on the phone and different things, or who's going to visit. And so we did a lot of the ESP as kids, introduced in our household, which developed into trusting that when you think somebody's going to call or, you know,
yeah.
It's just interesting how we all have our own start.
Oh my God. Like, I think that's like one of the things I learned. I remember learning from Elaine in school was the way to stretch your intuition is do things just like that. Like, who's on the phone. And nowadays, like, we all have a cell phone, so we can look at caller ID. But before you look at caller ID, definitely like kind of say to yourself, or, you know, who's calling, and then look at it and see if you're correct. Because I feel like a lot, were you right a lot of times?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And we got feelings and different things. So,
yeah. Yeah, no, I feel like that's pretty amazing. I do that sometimes too, even with the clock. Like, I want to know what time it is. And I'll see in my mind, and I'll see 12:42 or something, and I'll look, and it'll be 12:42. So yeah, I feel like that spirit, that we're always connected. And I think this too, like, you do it for, like, say when you're doing readings for other people, but you know, one of the most important things about developing your intuition, I think, is using it in your own life, right, Karen?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I feel that. You know, what, one time, like, talk about a feeling, and I don't even know if I ever told you this story, but I needed to get a gift for somebody, okay, and it was somebody that was coming to my classes, and all of a sudden I got this feeling that I needed to go to this store, okay, and this store wasn't close. All right. It was someplace I'd been to before. And so I'm like, fine. I tell everybody to follow their intuition. I guess I should follow mine. So, and I'm thinking, I don't even know what the gift is going to be. And I kept hearing this sort of, and it's mind blowing, but you hear it that way. And I kept hearing, you'll know it when you see it. Right. So I go all the way to the store. Okay. And it's a produce store, but it has like some gifts in it. It was strange. So I go in the store and they had different figurines and different things, and they had these angels with hearts, and one of them had the saying on it, and it was a meaningful saying to this person I had to get the gift for. But I looked at the angels, and every single one, or actually it was a heart, and then it had it was like this with a bird, and so every one of them, the wing on the bird was broken. So I went up, and because I thought, this is the gift. I know that this is it. This is why I drove all this way. And they said, you know, no, we're really sorry. We don't have any other ones. I mean, this one's probably the best one. It's not broken as bad as the others. So I said, all right, fine. I guess I'll buy it. And then I bought it. And then I thought, how can I give somebody a gift that's broken, right? Who's going to do that? Right. So I saw this person, and this person was having a hard time. Did I ever tell you this story, Karen?
No, this is a new one.
Okay, new one, yeah. All right, so I know my story. She's heard them over and over again. So I wasn't going to give the gift, and then I saw this person was having a kind of a hard time, because this person had lost somebody very close to them. So I went out and I said, okay, I got to give you something. And I went and got the gift, and I gave the gift, and the person opened it up, and there was significance, like the broken wing was something significant that the person that had passed had like nursed a bird back to health or something, and had something like, say, with the broken wing. So, and the saying and the angel and everything, this person started crying and knew that they had received a sign from their loved one, you know, and for me, it kind of felt like I'm going off on this wild goose chase. It seems kind of like, what am I, crazy? You know, and you feel that sometimes. But I went and I did that, and I was so glad I did, because it had significance and it meant a lot to this person. So, you know, it's all about, like, I feel like following your intuition, even when it seems crazy. I mean, don't do anything crazy that you're, you know, putting yourself in harm's way. But, hey, taking a ride someplace might be okay, you know. Do I have time to tell one more, Karen?
Of course.
Okay. All right. I know, our Lilydale show. This is a good story too, and probably because we did Sandy's meditation is why I'm thinking of this one. So Sandy and I have known each other since I was 17, 18, and we got involved in all this spiritualism stuff together. And Sandy's mom passed away. I don't remember how many years ago, but her mom passed away. And Sandy, you know, Sandy and I agreed, you know, we should do Christmas with each other. Our moms always bought us a lot of gifts, you know, like maybe 10 each. So we thought it would be a good idea to buy each other 10 presents for Christmas, you know. And so I heard Sandy's mom, and I always hear spirit in the shower, you know, and I kind of told them, now it's like, can you not come in the shower? You know, I don't want anyone seeing me, you know, so whatever. But I heard Sandy's mom one year at Christmas time say, I want you to go to like the Hallmark gift store, because I'd like to get Sandy a present too. Okay. And I'm hearing this in my mind. It feels louder than a thought. And I'm thinking, what? You know, I've already gotten her 10 gifts. I'm not going to get her anything else, you know? But then I thought, again, I always tell everybody, pay attention to your intuition and pay attention to those feelings. So I go to the Hallmark store and I'm looking around, you know, and I'm hearing this, you'll know what it is when you see it. So I see this little plaque, and it had a picture of a train on it. And it was that little engine that could, I think I can, or keep going or something. You know that, Karen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I buy that for Sandy. Okay. And I feel like her mom's going, yes, that's the gift. So I'm thinking I got to test this out, okay? So I said to Sandy, I'm going to give you your 10 presents, okay? And actually, there's going to be 11 because there's another one in there, and it's from your mom. And I want you to guess which one is from your mom so that I can have confirmation and your mom knows that you knew it was from her. So she's opening her presents, and there's earrings and a scarf and whatever else I got. And then she opens up the plaque with the little engine that I think I can, I think I can, bursts into tears immediately, says, I know this is from my mom. My mom was a school teacher, and this was her favorite book that she read to the kids all the time and read it to us and always kind of said that to us and had that motto over and over again. So that was pretty amazing, right? That she knew what that was. And that was another time that I thought to myself, I'm in the Hallmark store, you know, I can't go over to the lady and say, Spirit is here and they're telling me to buy my friend a present. What should I get? Like, I had to walk around and trust myself. But boy, you know, it was so worth it, because when Sandy started crying and she knew she had received a gift from her mom, like that, I mean, that was so much healing that took place there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty neat. So I would say to everybody here, you know, if you get an intuitive feeling, or you have just that, it's, you know, how I can describe that, like the thoughts that came in, is it they are like thoughts, but they're a little clearer than a thought, okay? And that's how you kind of know. Or like a lot of times for me, it's a little louder than a thought, and then it's kind of a gut feeling, because I feel like your gut feelings always are your intuition, and that's always like spirit kind of communicating with you and helping you figure out what to do. So when you get that, trust it, because you never know. Like, I mean, it's helping you. We have that guidance, right? Like sometimes there was a time in my life that I would ask like 10 people for their opinions about what I should do. I probably still do that. A little bit right here. Yeah, I still do that here or there. Yeah, but a lot of times, you know, that's what I have found is, you know, we have that inner guidance. We just have to connect that inner guidance and ask inside and then trust it, you know. So I was really happy I did that in both those cases, because I feel like this work is about healing. That's always like my motto. You hear me say that over and over again. But I feel like for those two people, that was definitely healing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, to bring you back to your story.
Oh, yeah.
To Lillydale, and you had a reading, and was there something profound in that reading with Elaine that happened?
Yeah.
Was
big time. Well, first of all, I confessed to Elaine that I could do this too. You know, I felt like I was confessing. Oh my God, you know. And Elaine said, "Really? That's great, but it's not as big a deal as you think it is." You know. And I said, "Really?" And she said, "No, because we're all intuitive. Every one of us is. So what you really need to do when you start getting intuitive hits like that is you have to start studying, and you have to start learning, and you have to go to class." And she said, "I have, you know, a school." And I said, "Really? There are schools on for intuition, developing your intuition or mediumship?" And she said, "Yes. So you should come to my school." And I think it took me, I didn't go right away. It took me a couple years. And then I went to their Spiritual Insight Training 1 and then Spiritual Insight Training 2. And that helped me tremendously, because it gave me the tools and it helped me a lot with understanding, you know, what I was doing and where that intuition was coming from. And I'll say this too, the reading that she gave me was profound. And at the time I had a real up and down, uneasy relationship with my mom, and she zeroed right in on that and then gave me all these, like, try saying this to her and try saying that to her and do this and do that. And I felt that, you know, my relationship with my mom improved dramatically because of the insight she gave me in that reading. So, yeah, so that's probably part of, like, where I walked away and kind of went, oh, my gosh, like, how did she know that, you know? And then I might as well try it. She knew it. It worked, and it made a difference. And then it made me want to go to her school.
Oh, that's awesome, then.
Yeah.
And you still go to classes. I mean, you're just talking about an upcoming one you're going to, and I know you tune into other people's classes, and you think training is important and development. as well, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Because there's always somebody, and I feel like learn from people that you feel like you trust your feelings on that too, and people that you resonate with. But yes, I went to Fellowships of the Spirit School of Healing and Prophecy, and then I went to, you know, Mark Thomas talk classes and Shirley Calkin Smith talk classes, and I mentioned Sharon Klingler earlier. I went to her classes. I've taken Lisa Williams classes, you know, and yes, I never stop learning, because even though I've done this for such a long time, there's somebody else that'll say something and you can even go even deeper into your awareness, which is amazing. Penny Donovan's another one too. You'll hear us, like, we'll talk about her, and I'll probably read you some things from Penny Donovan, who channeled Archangel Gabriel. I've learned so many things there. Hey, Karen, I just got to say, Christina says, whenever I hear my phone ding, I'll guess who it is in my head. It's a fun game for me. Yeah. And honestly, I do the same thing. And what you're doing with that, it's like you can never forget how to ride a bicycle. You know, if you keep stretching your intuitive muscles, you'll get better and better and sharper and sharper. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what the show is. When we were talking about one of the goals for your show is to help people every week develop their intuition and give people more tools. So I think that's perfect alignment for, you know, how you've done it, you're sharing with others.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what, everybody too, I mean, that's what we're going to do always on this show, is we're going to always have a guided meditation, because I believe so much in that. And yeah, and we're going to have my friend, you know, have Angie and friends. So we'll have friends on and have some awesome conversations and people that can share intuitive tips with you. And I'm going to share mine too. So, you know, to me, developing my intuition's changed my life, you know, very much.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you want to keep going, or do you want to do a reading?
No, I think we're actually, boy, an hour goes by so quick, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely does. I didn't know we were so close to new or one.
Yeah, I know. Well, everybody, so we'll just say this, like, thank you so very much for joining us. There's Lee. Hi, Lee. Oh, she's watching the show on lunch. Awesome. Yeah, that's our sign that noon's the right time. So we wondered about that. So, thank you. And we hope you'll join us again next Friday at noon for Angie and Friends, Spiritual Discoveries. I'll be here. Karen will be here. And we're not sure yet if we're going to have another friend or not. We'll let you know. If you watch the post on Lilydale or on our site, you'll be able to see what we're doing. So, yeah, thank you very, very much, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.
I am so sorry I cut you off in the beginning. My computer didn't
say. No, I didn't know you did. Wait a minute. I got to go on Blog Talk and turn that off too, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
How do I end that?
You just hang up with that little thing or click off or something, end.
End episode.